Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, hour number three. And as always, on a Friday, we got our man Lamar Mitchell, the MGM Grand Director of Race and Sports, to get you ready at the bottom of the hour for all of the games this weekend. If you do play shekels on them, he's a guy you can listen to. There's others out there that give you advice, their picks.
Excuse me?
But Lamar Mitchell, you can bank on him. All right, and we got our NFL pigskin pickoff to end the show, as always. Rob, we said it, speaking of the weekend, Chiefs, Cowboys, and, you know, Greg Jennings, Renaissance man, Super Bowl champion, came on and said he thinks it's a bigger game, that Cowboys have more to prove.
I was surprised by that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard other people say it, but I'm with you. I think it's bigger for Kansas City.
Because I think for Dallas, it's about the playoffs, Chris. It just is. Like, they can win 11 or 12 games. If they lose in the playoffs, it'll be the same old Cowboys.
Well, let's go there for a minute. What if the Cowboys, let's say they go 12-4. I guess now I'd be 12-5. Let's say 13-4. That's impressive, right? And then they win one playoff game and then lose in the second round. Would you be killing them? Because, see, I wouldn't kill them because they're not like a definitive favorite in the NFC.
No, but at some point, you know, you got to make another step. It's just that you're going on, Chris, that would be what, year 26 or 7? I mean, like, seriously, like,
no,
you got a good team.
The streak be long.
Yeah, and you haven't been able even to get to the NFC Championship game. Even if you get there and lose, maybe, you know, you're like, okay.
So for you, it's NFC title game or bust.
Yeah, at least. They need to get there this year if they're going to win 12 or 13 games and be able to roll there. You know, like, And make it. You got your pieces. You got your team. Your defense is somewhat better, right, than it was, but way better than a year ago. But
right.
You got pieces there. What don't they have?
No, they do, but are they – they're not the definitive.
No,
like, I don't think
I
there
that.
Is a definitive. I think here's the
I
teams to me, Rob, that are NFC title plus – I'm even going to say NFC title plus or bust. Meaning, if they don't get some of these teams, if they don't get to the Super Bowl, I think
Green
it's a
Bay needs
failed
to get to the Super Bowl.
I think Green Bay needs to get to the Super Bowl,
no doubt.
Or it's a failed season.
Yep.
I think Tampa needs to win the Super Bowl, or it's a failed season.
Really?
But you could, yeah. I mean, this your quarterback's 44. He ain't getting any younger.
And they brought everybody
and
back.
I'll give you that if they get there. Which is what I picked. I didn't pick them to win it. But if they get there, okay. I mean, it's hard to poo-poo a team when they get to the Super Bowl.
All right, so they don't
get
there.
But they're at least Super Bowl or bust.
So if they don't get there, it's a failed season. Who else? Let me get your list. Okay.
I think the Rams got to get to the NFC title game.
Definitely. If they don't do that, it's a lost season.
Right. And I think that's it. I think Arizona, obviously, nobody's expecting them. If they don't get to the conference title game, you're right. No, they're young.
Even with
and
the 7-0
Dallas,
start, even with that,
right,
people would still
right.
say that there was still 10 games to play, right?
Right. They're young. They got a young quarterback, right? I mean, nobody's going to kill them. Dallas, I think, is in that boat somewhere between Arizona and those three teams, Tampa, Green Bay, and the Rams.
All right. For me, Dallas needs to get to the NFC Championship game.
Okay.
They've made the playoffs a few times, right? Four times in the last 25, 26 years. But they need to get to take that next step. When you look at them, what are they not missing? They got a running game. They got four or five receivers. Dak is the answer for most people.
Is it elite?
Love them now?
Were you going to say elite?
No, I wasn't going
to
say that. You wanted to.
I saw it. You wanted to.
You know what that was?
Did.
That was some salad that was slipping out of my mouth that I was still chewing on. And it sounded like elite when it was really lettuce. Instead of elite, I was going to say lettuce coming out of my mouth. But so you say what's missing? You know, like
nothing.
What's missing?
You're right. There on the field, I don't know what you can point to.
Right.
Because the defense was a big question. But I just don't I guess I'm looking at them as a team with more of a future. How about that? Tampa Bay, we know, you know, the future is now for them, right? Because your quarterback's so old. Green Bay, similar. I mean, this might be their last year with Aaron Rodgers. And even if it isn't, he's up there, right? I mean, he's still clearly playing great football.
Right. But still,
he's up there.
37.
Right. And then the Rams have traded away their future.
No, they have, Chris, if they don't seal the deal and win a Super Bowl,
right,
they're going to be years of trying to get that back together.
Right.
Like,
they've given
up everything.
You're right. And so that's why I think Dallas, even if they get beat in the second round, I think people will still look at them like, I mean, heck, Dax Young, Zeke had a breakout or, you know, return to form.
Bounce back.
Pollard's young, Micah Parsons, Trayvon Diggs, you know. So I guess that's it for me. Now, I'll give you this. If they lose in the first round, then I do agree with you that. Like, they got to win. Even before I knew they were this good, I thought they'd win the division and have a good record and win a playoff game. Like, that was what I thought they would do. So if they don't even do that, then, yeah, I think you're looking. But here's the problem, Rob. Somebody, one of those five teams that we named is not going to win a playoff game. You know? Because that's how deep that NFC
right.
is at the top.
I was going to say, it ain't that easy, Chris. And if you get the overall number one seed, right, where Green Bay currently has that, you get the bye, but you could be playing the Rams could be playing Tampa Bay. I mean,
right.
like,
oh, no doubt.
Like it
no
could,
doubt.
That could be your first playoff game.
No doubt.
Or you're the Rams and you're playing at Dallas. Seriously.
Right. No, right. The AFC is deeper, but the NFC is top heavy. They got the better teams right now, it looks like. You know?
Right. And they're going to be like all heavyweight matches when I look at the NFC. Because if you throw Arizona in there, Chris, right, like let's – real quick,
you
give
gotta
me the top,
yeah, you got to
give me the top
respect.
Five or six teams, right? You got seven playoff teams.
Well, you got Tampa,
Green Bay. The number one would be they get the bye, but the other six teams, right? Okay.
So okay. You saying let's go over
let's
who the teams
Green,
are going to be?
Just say Green Bay has the number one seed right now. The
okay,
other six
so
teams.
Then the other teams are Tampa, right. Dallas, Arizona, the Rams. So that's what five. Well,
right.
And then I think Carolina's got a shot. Like the other two, I do think there's a serious drop off. So right. Whether it's Carolina, Minnesota, New Orleans, you know what I mean? San Francisco could be dangerous.
Yeah, those are all second tier teams.
Right,
though.
They're dropping those are second, so it's five top teams. And I will say San Francisco could be dangerous. We'll see how they play over the rest of the year. But
right, right.
They could make
a little noise. If they're anything like they played against the Rams, where they were physical and they ran the football, like, you know, and you can control the clock. But you talked about
that
11-minute drive.
Right.
That 11-minute drive. That you do that and keep the ball from the other guy and the other team for 11 minutes. I mean, you can dictate the game.
No doubt. So they could jump into that group of five, if you will, and make it a group of six, no question. You were heated, Rob. And we joke about, you know, the Shekel City and all that, your bets. But you were heated that Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Otto Porter Jr., and who's the fourth guy, Rob G? Andre Iguodala. Right. Who sat out the game Golden State against Detroit. And they're putting it on, you know, Pistons are just horrible.
Yeah, 101-87. They're up by 12 with five minutes to go.
But that's not even the issue. But you were upset.
Did you see
that
the Nets took the lead in that game?
Did they?
Against Orlando?
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I see it. Yep.
All right, Boston is running away a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch the end of this game.
Yeah. Okay.
But go ahead. Tell. Yeah. You're bothered. Yeah.
My point is, Chris. Like, I feel for fans. I really do, Chris. We're fortunate. How many games in our 35 year career that I've gotten in to see for free?
Right.
Because I'm working. We're working. So I never lose sight of that. That I'm getting in for free because I'm doing a job. And people are paying their hard-earned money to go to games, Chris. It's important. For some people, they might only get to go to 2 or 3 NBA games a year or 1 football game. Then they're not going to every game.
A lot of diehard fans can't go to Harley because Rob.
Tickets cost so much money.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm amazed that they fill these arenas every night.
Right. Because sometimes, Chris, it's birthday gifts. It's a Christmas gift sometimes for kids. Like, I remember that year when LeBron didn't go to Memphis, and it was right near Christmas, and all these kids, it was their Christmas gift, Chris, to see LeBron James live. Yep. Like, that was their Christmas gift, and they were hurt. But anyway, my point is, in Detroit, that was the hottest ticket, probably the highest ticket priced for the year. Pistons are terrible, but this was a night to be able to see Steph Curry play live. Draymond Green is from Michigan, Chris, okay? So he's coming back home. The Warriors come to Detroit once a year. That's it, one trip. And people pay their money, a chance to see Steph, and he's playing great, and none of these guys are playing. I think it's unfair. I think it's a bummer. And I think fans need some sort of, I don't even know, Chris, do we start a company where you pay for insurance on your tickets? Seriously, like there's something.
Well, the problem, obviously, with that is you'd probably end up paying out. Yeah, you'd be, well, that, but beyond that, you'd be paying more for what do you make the insurance rate? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but I hear
but my point. Yeah. My point is, for the little guy, and the average Joe, I just think it's unfair. I just think, like, you want to buy tickets, you got to buy them in advance, Chris. You can't wait till the day of the game because it's scalpers. Right. So, for the most part, you got to plan ahead. You get the schedule. Hey, Steph Curry and the Warriors are coming.
And they promote that, Rob. They promote that.
Come see Steph Curry and the Warriors. It's a Friday night in downtown Detroit. We'll make a night of it, Chris. We'll go get some drinks after. We'll have a night out. It'll be great. Yep. And then you pick up you hear ESPN saying they're not playing tonight. It gotta tear your heart out.
Nah, look, you can't disagree with what you're saying. You just can't. And I look. First of all, let me state this, and I think you agree. I'm not mad at the Warriors because if other teams are gonna rest players and get an advantage come playoff time because their star sat out 12 games that he didn't need to, then you can't blame the Warriors or another team for doing the same thing. However, it's a league issue, and the league did try to buckle down last. Remember the no resting rule, you know, all that stuff. It's hard to police, though, because, I mean, gave injuries for Steph and Draymond and you know, Iguodala and all these guys. They named some injuries. But I know it's unrealistic, I guess. But, Rob, I'm a stickler, and I've talked to older players, former players, and they've said this. If you don't want to play 82, then cut the season.
Right.
If the science now is telling you
65 games, right?
That's the max. The body can't take it, especially,
well,
you
play
know.
Play 65 and play all of them unless you're hurt. Because the one thing, and I hate to go back, we're not being Joe old guys on the radio, but Michael understood the fans, Chris. Like, they came to see him.
Yep.
He played. His last season in Washington, he played every game. I know it was his swan song. He played.
As a 40-year-old. He was 40 when that season ended. And, Rob, I think there's another element, too, though. Michael Jordan, and this, I hadn't thought about this, and I don't know if it's a tie-in or not. But you always talk about guys wanting to compete back in the day. Isaiah Thomas didn't want to play with Patrick Ewing.
Right.
He wanted to beat Patrick. He could have. And he could have teamed with Patrick Ewing to try to beat Michael Jordan again.
Could have easily. It could have happened.
Yeah. They didn't want that. And that speaks to, that's competition. Michael Jordan wanted to play every single game. He wanted to.
Yes.
You're right. He understood the responsibility to the fans. But, Rob, you know Jordan. I know Jordan. That wasn't really it.
No.
This dude just
that.
Wanted to go right. out there and play.
Who didn't want
and
to
I
ball?
Got 82
like, you're
chances
playing in
to
the
play?
NBA,
yes.
And you're healthy. Why are you not
right.
playing? I don't
right.
know why.
And that's, whether it's the competition, the not as being as competitive, whether it's they make so much money now, whatever the case, that's a difference. And I really am like, look, if the science is telling you, if your body is telling you, you can't play 82, cut the freaking season. And Mark Cuban, the owner for the Mavericks, Rob, he said this. Eventually, you couldn't do it right away the first year, but eventually you could raise the ticket prices because every game means more. To where you can come close, if not making up that money that you lost. And so I'm just tired of I just think it's a farce. I think it's fake to have an 82-game season, but yet concede that guys are only going to play 70.
Right. I agree. I think it's not fair. And I think, I don't know, I'm not a lawyer, Chris, but I think there's some that there's a loophole where people could sue and say, you know, I heard the ad that said come see Steph Curry. Like, you know, in the award
they
shows.
Teams you know, do packages, Rob.
Yes.
You know, Warriors, Lakers, you know, LeBron, Steph, James Harden, Kevin Durant. Like, that's how you think Detroit's selling tickets? I mean, I know
right.
they got fans there, but you know.
No, but tonight was probably a sellout, Chris, or probably close yep. to it. And that was because they thought they were going to see Steph Curry tonight, and they got nothing. Even Draymond right. Green is coming home.
From there, from Michigan, right. All right, your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. Do you believe that the NBA players are disrespecting fans by sitting out games? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Rob and Chris, the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Man, he never disappoints. DJ Alex Tyshirt in the crates on a Funky Flashback Friday. See, most people, Alex, what do most people think of when they hear that beat?
Say it, see.
You a hip-hop aficionado. Eric B. and Rakim.
Yes, sir.
Paid in full.
Paid in full.
Right?
Hey, she thought I was a donut. She tried to glaze me. Eric B. for president.
Right. But that beat, you know that song. That was a great song.
Yes.
Don't look any further. Dennis Edwards. Yes.
Hey, Alex, are you sure you were born in SoCal and not in Harlem?
I know.
I'm just asking.
I'm an old soul, Rob.
He's in the crates, baby. All right. If you're dealing with a dead battery, you know where to go. AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination.
All
877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in on our NBA players disrespecting fans by not playing, by resting.
Yep. Mark in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
I'm the first one up. Happy holidays.
You too.
You too, brother.
A little cold down here, but we'll take it. Anyway, golly, it's sickening to even think about this. When you look back in the past, start at the bottom, would you agree, both of you agree, that the average NBA player is in far better shape than they were in the past?
Yes, absolutely.
Trainers, super absolutely. Trainers, sub-trainers.
Nutrition.
So I don't want to hear this
better
crap
equipment,
about
shoes.
Our body can't handle it. But you know where it all starts and it all ends? At the top. The spineless NBA officers, and I mean spineless. This dog is being wagged by the tail. It's ridiculous. The guy's sitting down. Here's the answer. You may sit out of the one, but you're not getting paid.
Well, you know, that'll change everything.
Right, right. Court,
absolutely.
You know what?
You're not
hey,
going to get paid.
Mark, bingo. Bingo. You don't want to play, sit out, fine. You
yep,
get docked.
Right.
You know, it's and then we 60. Can refund the people who paid for tickets tonight. How about that? We'll refund the people who came to see you.
And they're looking forward to seeing it.
Agree.
It's sickening.
I mean, it'd be a challenge, again, policing it. But where, to his point, if the league is behind it and they can somehow force the teams to do it, right? It, like, the team knows if you really hurt or not.
If you're hurt or not. If a guy's hurt, Chris, I'm not.
Right.
We all know people get hurt.
We don't want guys hurt for the playoffs.
No, we don't want that. And it happens. And it's like, it stinks.
It messes things
up. But we do
understand
it. All right, let's go to John in Utah. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, John?
Hey. Good show tonight. I appreciate all you guys have to say. Hey, I spend a lot of time working with young fans, reffing and coaching and mentoring, and out here in Utah Jazz land, a lot of them do like to go watch the superstars, and it is disappointing when they aren't able to play the Jazz. I think that there's plenty of room on the upper concourse or around the arena. They ought to sit there at a folding table with two security guards and sign autographs for all those young fans.
Yes.
Make the experience worth it.
Or you at know least what? Do that.
Chris. That's a good point. It's
like
a great
that.
Point. I love it. But here's the thing, Rob. I mean, I get, you know, it might be for a young kid, because I think back to when my father took me, I was living in Indianapolis, and the Pacers obviously were there.
Right.
And I wasn't a Pacers fan, but I wanted to see Dr. J. That was my guy. And they came to town, and I got to see Dr. J. Now, if he didn't play, it was the one game I went to, you know, over a several-year period, and I would have been crushed. And, yeah, I wanted to see him play. But that's a good point. Had I got to meet him,
it might have made up for it a little bit to say, I didn't get to see him play, but my God, LeBron.
Right, I shook his hand.
Or Steph Curry shook my hand or whatever.
Right.
Rallo, right. Let's get Rallo in Charlotte. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hello.
Rallo.
Yeah, what's up? Go ahead.
Hey, man. Appreciate you guys. I like the show. I like
your name really Rallo? You were named after Rallo on Sanford and Son?
My best friend gave me that name after Rallo on Sanford and Son.
Yeah, that's the only. Hey,
you
hey,
kind of sound like him, too.
Hey, you know what, Chris? That's the only Rallo I ever knew.
The only Rallo I ever heard of.
He gave me that name off of the guy on Sanford and Son. I couldn't believe you guys.
Hey, he was cool.
That,
you must have been a cool dude.
Rallo was as cool
Rallo
as he
cool.
gets.
Right.
Hey, I drive up and down the East Coast listening to you guys all week, man.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate it.
Today's NBA players are just soft, man. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. Like, I remember the Bad Boys. They were throwing up their hands to acknowledge they fouled you before the whistle even blew.
Right, right. They proud of fouling you.
Yep.
His head off.
That's me.
That's right.
It was Rick Mahorn. Get it right. It was me.
That's right. And the opposing players, they knew it, and they just went to the foul line. There wasn't no bucking or fighting. I mean, they fought every now and then, but it wasn't a whole bunch of crying, and they didn't sit out three games after they got fouled.
I just think we're a softer society in a lot of ways. And
thanks, Rallo.
Spilled over into athletes.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You know what time it is when you hear this music? It's time for the MGM Grand Director of Race and Sports. I've been to Vegas. I've seen him in action. Rob's been to Vegas. He's seen him in action. He runs Vegas. A part like the Red Sea when he walks through the MGM Grand. None other than Lamar Mitchell, what's up, baby?
What's up,
how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
We are great, man. We are great. Look, we got a lot of great games, so let's get right to it. All right, the game of the week, obviously, Cowboys against the Chiefs in Kansas City. Kansas City opened up as a 2.5-point home favorite, but today we got word that Amari Cooper won't be available for the Cowboys. Are you seeing any late money coming in on the Chiefs now?
Well, you know we're going to see late money coming on the Chiefs because, as Rob knows, the Chiefs haven't covered in who knows how long, except for last week against the Raiders.
Since Moby Dick was a guppy, right.
Exactly. So of course, we're seeing late money coming on the Chiefs, but that's it to be expected, though.
Yeah. All right, how about the Packers, who have been money? They've covered the spread in 9 straight games, which is incredible. And people always bet Packers, don't they? I mean, they just keep no matter what. They open up as 2-point favorites on the road against the Vikings. What kind of action are you seeing on this one?
Believe it or not, I mean, you're right, Rob. I mean, ticket count on this game is all Packers. It's about 2-1. But money, the sharps are all over the Vikings in this situation.
Wow.
So, you know, the sharps might know something that the betting public don't know, but they're betting the Vikings plus a 2.5.
It's 2.5.
Yeah, they took the 2.5. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, because I'm torn on this one, and I've said Green Bay this morning on television, but I think I might go with the Vikings in this.
I really like
the Vikings.
Home dog, you got to go with the home dog.
Mm.
It's a division game, so these teams know each other. So
right. It's
not like that debacle last night with the Patriots and the Falcons.
Right,
yeah, that
right.
was a debacle.
All right, the Ravens, they coming off an ugly loss in Miami last week. Lamar Jackson's missed a ton of practice this week due to an illness, not COVID, but an illness. And yet they're off as a 6-point road favorite in Chicago. Where are the sharps on this one?
You know, everybody is on the Ravens on this.
Are sharps you serious?
Sharps and the Joes. I mean, not the Sharps, but we did take some big casino action on the Ravens minus a 6.5. But the ticket count is 2-1 in the Ravens. We haven't seen a lot of sharp action on this. They might try to buy it up later towards closer to the game time. But, yeah, I mean, money's like 5-1 Ravens, and it's all casino money.
Wow. All right, Panthers opened up 2-point home favors this week against Washington. It's since been bet up 3.5. Is this a situation where bettors are just overreacting to the news of Cam Newton starting the game?
Well, this is our perfect all-Joes game. The Joes are all over this game. Like you said, Cam is starting. The Joes are like, oh, yeah, the storyline here. Money's 3-1, and tickets are 3-1 on the Panthers. So,
I'm taking the Panthers. I mean, I'm taking Washington in this game. I think this is like one of those games.
Like I say, the Joes are all over the Panthers, ticket count and money. So, you know, Joes don't build Las Vegas.
No doubt.
All right. Rob is clearly a Joe. The Titans got the best record in the AFC, and the Texans, we know what they are. Horrible. And yet, I've seen no movement on the 10-point spread in Tennessee. Are the bettors just staying away from this one because the spread is so big?
Yeah, you're right there, Chris. I mean, money's like 6-1, but nobody has a lot of interest in this game because it is a 10-point spread. And like you said, the Texans are who they are. Ticket count's 2-1 in favor of the Titans. But, Titans money is 6-1. So, yeah, I mean, they're not really betting this because they know it's a big 10-point spread, and the Texans are who they are, like I said.
How about the Jets' defense has given up 45 points in 3 of their last 4 games, and yet I see a total where Sunday's game against the Dolphins is at 45.5 or betters just pounding the over in this one?
You know, what's funny about this is we have never seen so many believers in the Dolphins in this game here. And, you know, like you said, the Jets are giving all these points. No confidence in Flacco on his side. And the Jets defense, yeah, they're pounding the over on this as well, too.
One game I'm interested in, Lamar, and I think it's a good chance for an upset, is Indianapolis at Buffalo. Obviously, Indy's been they've been hot. I know they haven't played many good teams, but they've been hot. They've lost some close games to good teams. And Buffalo, you know, they got some injuries on the offensive line or some COVID-related. You know, like Spencer Brown won't be playing because of COVID, most likely. What do you think are the chances of Indianapolis upsetting Buffalo?
Well, based upon the money, nobody's a Carson Wentz believer. I mean, it's about 3-4-1 on the Bills. And you're right. I mean, ticket count is even, but it's still early. But, yeah, I mean, it doesn't – the way the money's flowing, everybody's still on the Bills, and they're looking at the Bills, you know, how they came into the season as a Super Bowl contender. And the Colts, you know, they've been soft in their schedule, and now they're getting to the little bit harder part of their schedule. And everyone's still on the Bills here.
All right, and lastly – you always say that fans are in on the Raiders no matter what, no matter who they play. And have you seen that change after this past week? When they got blasted by the Chiefs. They're going off as a one-point home dog right now against the Bengals. Where are people betting?
You're right. I mean, this is like not a typical Raider game. Hopefully we'll see some Raider money come in on Sunday, but the Bengals, we saw a lot of Bengal jerseys in the book today, and they're representing their team. Money's about 2-3-1 on the Bengals, but ticket count is even. But we expect to see the Raiders fans come out on Sunday and bet the Raiders. But, yeah, I mean, they're after getting blasted this week by KC, it's all Bengal money right now.
Let me say this real quick. Did you guys have anybody cash in on Ohtani? I saw a story where a guy bet $30,000. And he won $1 million from some casino. Yeah, he bet $30,000.
When did he bet the $30,000?
Before the season started, yeah.
That he'd be unanimous MVP.
No, that he would be MVP, right?
Just plain MVP.
One of our regulars, he cashed a ticket for $300 on Ohtani, so he is pretty happy. He's like, I've been waiting to cash his $300 ticket for a long, long time. And he's a small potatoes bettor, you know, $10, $20 here. So that $300, that was the biggest one that I saw today.
Right. Wow. That other guy, didn't he just get – he got $1 million or something?
Oh,
right?
Yeah, absolutely, $1 million, yeah. I read the story. It was about $1 million. One of my former co-workers, yeah. But, you know, the co-worker said, we'll still be open tomorrow, though.
Yes, no doubt about it, no doubt.
All right, my man. That's our guy, Lamar Mitchell.
Thanks,
MGM
Lamar.
Grand, Director of Racing Sports. Thanks, brother.
Hey, happy
a good week.
Thanksgiving to you and the family.
Yes. Enjoy that turkey and that mac and cheese and the greens, boys.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Right. You know it. Will.
All right,
brother.
Have a good one.
Yep. NFL Pigskin Pickoff is next. I'm back. I'm like Cam. I'm back. Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. The Odd Couple wrapping up a funky flashback Friday and also wrapping up another week. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Everybody enjoy yourself. Have some fun. Relax. You know that. Rob, I never appreciated the weekends, you know, during our career. I mean,
no, not at all.
No,
I'm
difference.
The same way.
Yeah, right.
It just all blended together. I never thought about the weekends until doing this radio show.
Right. Now we actually have weekends off and it feels good. I mean, as much as we love our job, it's nice to be off. Yeah. So go out there, everybody. Have a great weekend. It's time for the NFL Pigskin Pickoff before you go.
Ready to retire? The Odd Couple is going to make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
We may need
now,
to change that open.
Where are we at on this?
Well, we're only keeping your guys' track head-to-head.
Okay.
You know, when we add all those fill-in hosts, you know, Chris, you don't get the 5-0 from Ephraim,
right.
But you also don't get the 1-4 from Ephraim. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm one back. I know I was one behind Rob.
You are one behind Rob.
Rob, how'd you do the last 2 weeks?
Like 3-2, right?
Yeah.
Rob,
yeah, he's right in there. So Here's the problem is, in order for us to win with the VIG, you got to be hitting at like about 57%,
right.
And we're hitting about 54. So we got to step it up, gentlemen.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right, so let's get to it. Game number one, we talked about it with Lamar. Colts at the Bills. Bills 7-point home favorites. Chris, who do you like?
Man, I'm going with the Colts. They've played a lot of good teams tough. The Ravens, the Titans, the Rams. And the Bills, I think their offensive line problems, that's what cost them against Jacksonville. And I know there's no excuse to lose for Jacksonville. But their line was depleted. And Josh Allen was running for his life. He got sacked four times. I think Indianapolis is going to win this game. And certainly I like them with the points. So I'm going Colts.
I like the Bills here. Bills at home. Colts have played pretty well and tough against some teams. I think the Bills, though, at home, get it done in Buffalo. In that weather, outdoors, unlike the Colts who are used to playing indoors, I think Buffalo wins it.
I wish the Lakers would win this one. This is embarrassing. All right, here we go. Game number two.
They're only down by 10.
We're down by 15 now. It's all right.
How about being competitive?
Down by 15.
What happened, Lucy?
You got to guard. You got to defend.
Look, defense is overrated. all right, game number two. We talked about this one, Lamar. Now, this one, the line has moved. But we're using the lines that I gave you guys earlier on Friday.
Man, I like the other line.
Packers.
I like Lamar's line.
Packers minus one at the Vikings. Rob Parker, who are you taking?
I'm taking the Packers. I know a divisional game on the road. They've covered the spread nine straight.
I mean, it's not a bad bet, Rob.
Nah, I'm taking the Packers in this.
I've been with the Packers for most of the day. I said on TV, I think I picked them by three. But I'm going Vikings. I've changed my mind. And I'm taking the Vikings in this one. They need it. They are a good team. And they need it to keep their playoff hopes alive. So I'm going with the Vikings in a divisional spat.
All right, here we go. Game number three, your Washington football team at the Panthers. Cam Newton getting the start for Carolina. Chris, 3.5-point home favorites for Carolina. Who you like?
I think Carolina wins, but by 3 points. So I'm going with the Washington football team to, you know, lose, but I think I'll take them with the points.
I'm going to take Washington plus the 3.5. I think they win this game outright. I think Cam is rusty and has to work his way in. We didn't get to see enough of him for me to feel confident that he's going to come out and ball out. So I'm going to say Washington wins the game and they have the 3.5 points. I love it.
I mean, it's hard to get the full playbook in a week, so let's just say that.
Yep.
Game number four.
It's going to be run right, run left.
Hey, that'd be good for my fantasy team.
Or
Christian
hand it
McCaffrey.
Off to McCaffrey.
Yeah, exactly. He'll have 27 carries and 14 catches.
Right.
All right, game number four. Bengals, 1-point road favorites in Vegas against the Raiders. Raiders got smacked last week at home against Kansas City. Rob Parker, who you taking?
I'm taking the Raiders. I think this is an important win, important game. They have to win the game. They had that Giants loss. They had last week was embarrassing. Raiders at home. And the Bengals, you know, they are who we thought they were. They had a couple wins, but I'm not confident in the Bengals on the road against the Raiders.
They had some great wins. I'm going with the Bengals. I'm going with the Bengals in this one. Both teams need it. They've both lost two straight. And I just think that the Raiders are a little jacked up by the Henry Ruggs situation. I mean, obviously, you miss him on the field, but that's got to mess you up emotionally.
I think that was last week. I think they bounced back.
That's a huge
and
event.
The Gruden situation and the Arnett situation. It's a lot of situations.
And I think the new coach, the shine is worn off.
I mean, they bounced back.
Yeah, they for 2 weeks. They rolled a high on those two. But we'll see. I got the big
one. Last one quickly. Game of the week. Cowboys at the Chiefs. Chiefs 2.5-point home favorites. No Amari Cooper. Chris, who do you like?
Y'all know I like the Chiefs, but I'm picking the Cowboys. I think they're going to at least it's going to be closer than the 2.5.
How are you going to sleep
at
night,
Chris?
I can't believe this.
I kind of hope I'm wrong, but I think the Cowboys are going to win this game.
I'm taking the Cowboys as well. I'm not convinced that the Chiefs are there, but we'll see that they made it all the way back. I'm going to take the Cowboys as well.
That's the Pigskin Pickoff.
All right. There'll be some movement. We're different on three of them. So I'll be ahead of Rob by Monday.
Yeah, okay.
So
there you go.
Hey, have a great weekend. Keep it locked for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. They're up next. You know they bring straight heat. Fox Sports Radio. Peace!